What I'd like to clarify in my first video, or my first audio, I should say, when alien DNA combines with human DNA, aliens, the tall whites, can't separate the impurities such as cancer, our disease, our imperfections, so to speak. And it also runs the risk of making that person, that individual, crazy. Generally what happens, a person goes crazy, and what government needed to reach in me were my reptilian genes. And I didn't acknowledge my reptilian genes in the last audio because I don't want to think I have reptilian DNA. I mean, out of the worst, that is the cold-blooded of the cold-blooded, where star and dragon supersede, that creates love. Gray and Nordic create logic. Reptilian genetics are pure madness. There is no rhyme or reason to a reptilian or how they think. But the government couldn't get me to kill. In order for them to reach my genetic DNA when it comes to my reptilian blood, that taste for blood or that draw for blood, that makes it incredibly important to control someone. And since my genetics are pretty strong in the top four, my reptilian has been suppressed. And this is what the tall whites are looking to do. They're looking to repress the reptilian gene. While scientists here on Earth are helping to perpetuate the reptilian gene by increasing numbers here through use of genetics or following genetics or lineage, such as mine, and my lineage is Chief Joseph. I am the fourth descendant, and the games have been on, and we have been hunted for years. I don't know who the we is, but I know I have been hunted. Government wanted me for remote viewing, for telepathic use, for clairvoyance. And all I was for the government was nothing more than a financial setback because all the training that they put me through did not work for them. So therefore, they are frightened of me as an individual going against the government. Well, I am one person who's going to go up against the government. I have an army in my back door who is ready to knock my ass out. Government simulation through dreams. Here's one night terror for you. I'm running through a field. I live in a place called Riley, Kansas. At the Riley Pool, our community pool, I am running, and I don't even know what I'm running from, but I just know I'm fucking running. It's like the trees from Lord of the Rings. And the next thing I see are tanks, helicopters, military vehicles, police vehicles, and I am being chased, and I don't know what the hell I did. I'm like, oh shit, I've broken the law. I don't even know why. And so the community pool is not too far, and somehow, someway, I jump over the fence. And that fence is pretty much like, I want to say, maybe about 8 feet high, and it has barbed wiring over that fence. So I jumped over that fence and into the pool. And I have bullets grazing, and I'm freaking out, and I'm like, I'm going to die in this pool. The water becomes an orb around me, and suddenly I am protected by this water, and I am floating in the center of this. I am dry, and the orb opens up, and suddenly I have a portal to the outside where I can see what's happening. And when tanks see that this ball of water is sitting in the middle of this pool after they've turned that pool into an incredible crater, and next thing I say is up, and I'm floating out of this fucking crater in this orb, and the next thing I know, guns are blazing all over again. And this time I was just like, fuck this, and I go shields up, reverse. So when the bullets hit that orb, the moment they hit that orb, they went flying right back at everyone. And then I see another tank come by, and they have my mom, and they have a gun to her head, and I am freaking out. What the hell are they doing? So guns stop, I stop, and the only thing I think about is getting my mom out of there. And so I grab a piece of that orb, the water that I was balled in, and I immediately sent it her way. I mean, just a piece of it, and had her fielded in that water, and I blew up that tanker that she was standing on. And I wasn't sure if that was enough, the orb was enough to withstand that blast. And I was worried. So when I saw she was okay, she was standing on a busted tanker. She was alive, she was fine. And when I saw her, I mean, I passed the fuck out. I woke up. And I had a bad habit when I was a child. I would kick, punch, move. I mean, I'd wake up with bruises that I didn't even know how I even received these bruises. I mean, nobody beat the shit out of me, but damn it, I'm waking up and it looked like somebody had beaten the shit out of me. Severe nosebleeds from the ages of basically 9 to 14. And I remember waking up coated in blood. I mean, my face, my hair, my pillowcase, my blankets. Every day, whether if it's dry, humid, hot, wet,